Okay, we're going to reconvene and change the order slightly and move next to the Forest Crestland Advisory Committee testimony. We understand that there's not FTLAC committee testimony today, but we, as we have before, ask if there are any individual FTLAC members that wish to testify, and we have one, to my understanding, Tim Josie. So,
thank you, Mr. Chair. It's good to see all of you again. I don't know how many times I've been up here doing this.
I think you need to press the button there to so everybody can hear all of.
All righty, that works.
Yep. Yes.
So anyway, it's good to see you. I've been doing this a number of years. I was looking at the state foresters that preceded Mr. Doherty, and I was here when Jim Brown was here, and I mentioned to Peter that I wasn't able to train any of them successfully, including Peter. So I have two pieces of testimony. One that I prepared and was approved by my board. So let me say, first of all, and I am not here representing the trust counties. Mr. Chair has graciously allowed me to come up, or any other member of the trust counties of FTLAC to come up and testify representing their counties. We decided at the last FTLAC meeting that there would be no formal testimony from FTLAC, but that didn't preclude any member of commissioner from the trust the FTLAC counties to testify, and so that's what I'm doing. And so I prepared one piece of testimony, and then this weekend I was babysitting my grandkids and got to thinking about the last meeting that we had and some of the guiding principles, and came up with another piece of testimony that I actually wrote late last night, and the other two commissioners haven't had a chance to look at that, and so that second piece will be just me. So the first testimony I'm going to paraphrase for the sake of time. And again, this is this is me representing Tillamook County. We believe the planning process is flawed because it doesn't provide alternatives. We believe that this is a mistake. You've heard this before. Reviewing alternatives is a prudent way of making decisions. At the last Board of Forestry meeting, the Board of Forestry seemed to be asking ODF for measurable objectives. And we applaud you for doing that, and so concur with this request. However, the department's response is to provide measurable outcomes and quantifiable targets, and in Table 2, hypothetical examples. These are acre-level standards describing how many trees per acre will be left. However, each strategy needs to be more specific from my commission's viewpoint. What you are presented with are circles and arrows as illustrated on the second page, which is the back of your page, right here. As an example, would you approach a green tree retention standard differently if you knew the different impacts? For example, the cost between 1,000 board feet or $350 per acre or $1.4 million per year versus 3,000 board feet or $1,400 per acre or $5.6 million per year. And so I'll just conclude by saying, as public officials in Tillamook County, we would like this kind of information before we made a decision on a policy, and so we hope that you would do so also. So the second one is the one that I finished late last night, and this is from me, although I would like to believe that the other two commissioners, I feel very, very confident that given the time, they would also support this testimony. I have some additional comments that I'd like to share with you that I prepared over the weekend. I've not had an opportunity to share this document with my other two commissioners, so these comments are solely mine. However, I am confident that given an opportunity, they would concur with these comments. I urge you to reconsider your approach to the guiding principles document. I suggest you begin by identifying what needs to change to remedy the unsustainable financial circumstance ODF is currently suffering from. From my perspective, much of this document is worded so broadly as to be somewhat meaningless and appears to have you double down on the same flawed strategy that is hurting Oregon's rural communities. I believe that the state's obligations to the trust counties are much more meaningful and prescriptive than the rule change under Principle 1. This is, in fact, presently the subject, as you know, of litigation with the state. For this reason, I'm surprised to see you acting on this question now. Please bear in mind that our rural Oregon communities depend on a robust economic return from the investment these counties made when conveying these lands to the state. My hope is that you will identify the need to amend the forest management plan in terms of your obligations to the trust counties, our schools, our special districts, and the family wage jobs that sustain our communities. Thank you. Okay. Can we shut this off?
No, that's okay.